Alrighty, gang, welcome to the podcast. This week, we are going to be talking a little bit about CrossFit Grandview social events and the challenges we run. So this is pretty gym specific to things that we do and that are unique to our gym and community and what we have coming up. So when you guys are able to listen to this, it'll be live Monday. We will be having our annual fall social. And we've done it the last 2 years at Echo Spirits, which is Joe Bittinger's award-winning distillery that is right between 5th and 3rd, correct? Or King and 5th. King and 5th. It's super close to the gym, kind of tucked away right there, and it is a really cool spot. They've got a cool bar atmosphere. It's cozy. It's not a huge place, but it works perfect for our social. Like we packed the place, but it still felt nice. And they have,
we will be having food. I'm going to look up. It's a different food truck this year. Okay. So let me look that up real quick. He's messaging me about it.
So they have, some of the best rum, I think, that is out, and they've won a bunch of awards for it, and they've got a lot of good spirits. So They do a bourbon, and I know originally they were, gin was their big one. So it doesn't matter what drink or what type of liquor you like, they have awesome varieties of all of it. And then they have, and it's not just exclusive to them. They can do it with, you know, they have a really good mixology program there. And then on top of that, they have a good draft beer selection. So if you aren't a liquor drinker and want to drink beer, they have that as well. And we'll be viewing the Ohio State Purdue game. It's going to be from noon to 4. So the party officially starts, you know, at game time. We'll be there a few minutes early. So you guys, you know, get there on time. The game's going to start. They got nice big flat screens right there, and it'll be a fun way to watch that away game. And really the reason we do these, I think it's really important to, you know, celebrate our fitness, and it's kind of a weird way to do it sometimes, where we're like drinking and hanging out like that.
We're all adults here.
But, you know, I think getting outside of the gym, seeing people, you know, I just remember growing up, you know, we'd have skating parties in school, and, you know, or if you have like people have a blast at their work, you know,
sports banquets.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah. But these, we make them not stuffy. They're fun. We're around a bunch of cool, like-minded people. And this has become such a big part of our culture at this point. You know, now we're up to, I think, 6 of these socials a year, and they're a, you know, we go all out, we spend money on it. It's built into our budget. It's not just a, you know, it's something we spend money and resources and time and energy focusing on. And if you're a member of the gym and you have kind of like been on the fence about coming to these, like it's a big part of the value of your membership. Show up, you know, partake in it, be a part of it, and make this a part of like your social calendar. Even if you're someone who doesn't get out a lot, it's, or even if you don't drink or anything like that, it is a lot of fun to see people outside of the gym environment. What's really cool is, do you ever notice when you see everyone like in their street clothes, you won't recognize people?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I was going to make that joke in the beginning about like, it's a good, you know, get out and socialize and see people, and you're like, see someone else other than workout clothes. Yeah. It's funny.
Yeah. You won't recognize them. You're like, oh, wow.
You clean up
well.
Knows
how to put on makeup. Weird.
It's fun.
And there's going to be free food. Also, there's a Cali taco truck that's going to be there this year.
Perfect.
So I want to let them know to have extra resources available, because I think they kind of ran out of food.
Make sure they got protein on deck for our crowd.
Lots of protein.
We tend to clean out meat supplies. Yeah. You know, our wedding really taught us that, where when Kate and I got married, we had a bunch of people from the CrossFit gym there, and just a big CrossFit crowd. And
it was buffet style. Yeah. Like, we've never seen people eat meat like that.
We ran them straight out of like chicken and steak. Like they just didn't have enough to like resupply. And I remember I had done a workout that day, and I like went up for seconds and they were gone. And I was like, what?
Most people don't even eat at their wedding.
I was going to say, you guys got to eat?
Oh, yeah.
I barely got to eat our food. We had a couple of food trucks at our wedding, and I don't think I really got more than maybe one sandwich.
Yeah.
A little bit here. I think I set it down and it got taken away. I don't think I finished a drink or a meal all day. You know what I mean? Everything just got kind of taken away because you got to meet and greet and be on. Yeah.
We got a bunch of people.
I heard they were great, though. Yeah.
They were. We were there.
So we're going to make sure we got food on deck for you guys this year. I think one of the years in the past, I think we just overwhelmed the dude who was working the food stand there. So we're well prepared this year. And, you know, again, if you're listening to this, try and make a point to come. It's laid back, like just come have some fun. And, you know, that kind of leads into, we pulse social events regularly. We never get too far away from not having one. And, we do the same thing with challenges. So we use the CrossFit Open as one that, we actually base, you know, some training cycles and seasons around it for people who like to participate in that. And it's probably at this point, maybe a third of the gym does the open here, maybe give or take a little bit. But on top of that, we also have Summer Shred, which is following the open, and that leads really well into summer. And it's another challenge or contest that gets people motivated to do an extra workout a week that is maybe outside of their comfort zone. Also showing up every week to a certain day. So for some people, like, okay, you know, I usually go every other Saturday, or maybe I don't go on the weekends. Now they're going every Saturday. And then Hot for the Holidays is kind of in that no man's land, which is the open is way behind us. Summer Shred is now a couple months behind us. We're going into those colder months. And this is what we figured out was the hardest spot where people usually really start to let off the gas on their fitness. Summer's starting to slow down. Like the weather's starting to turn.
Football season.
Yeah.
Tailgating.
Thanksgiving. So we inject this Hot for the Holidays contest in there. And again, it's what, 6 weeks, mm-hmm. correct?
Each one of those contests is 6 weeks.
Yep, it's a 6 week contest, and it's injected in there to, you know, keep people motivated in this no man's land time of the year before New Year's, before all of that. And, you know, I'll let Kate get into the details, but the thought process I think really behind these is if you can participate, which we do in these contests. You don't even have to go nuts, but if you participate in these events and things, it really adds to your fitness and like throughout a year. And if you can get these into a, you know, we've been doing this for like 10 years now. And I'm like, if I can, you know, participate in these, I stay in better shape mm-hmm. every year.
And that's really why, like, I mean, it's kind of funny. The reason why I created Summer Shred is that we got engaged and then I got anxious and gained like 15 pounds. And then I was like, oh shit, I'm getting married in 4 months. Okay. Everybody's getting in shape with me. And then it was like the spring and I'm like, it'll be fun, you know? And it just motivated me to get people doing it with me and running. And that time of year to me is like always fun to try to get in running shape. And then Hot for the Holidays is just, it's just kind of, sometimes it can feel like a depressing time of year in like the fitness world. Like everyone's like, like they're just kind of surviving. And it gives you something to kind of look forward to. And you know, the Hot for the Holidays now, the last, I think just last year we started it with like a partner, like it's in couples. So it can be like two males, male, female, two females, whatever you want. But just to do it with a friend and do a partner workout. And I think one of the most common misconceptions is like how well you score on this and doing it, that workouts are X. That is not what we're looking for. Both with Summer Shred and with Hot for the Holidays, we're looking for participation and effort. So kind of what started to happen with Summer Shred, I realized is like people will come to that first 5K and kind of dog it and like, you know, finish in like 33 minutes and then all of a sudden pull out like a, like they shaved 10 minutes off and they ran a 23 minute 5K. I'm like, okay, I see what you're doing. You're Now you're not going to win. Like, I want to see you try and then try again.
Sure.
And so it's your effort. Like, do you show up every week when it's raining outside for Summer Shred and no one else wants to come and you're still coming and it's cold, or it's crappy, it's gloomy, you still show up? And then Hot for the Holidays, are you doing it every, like, we're going to do it when we're in Tulum still. Like, we're, are you going to do it every week? And are you going to show up? And then the body transformation, before and after pictures. So it's not weight loss. It's not muscle gained. It's just clearly, like, if I'm looking at you, you look like you tried hard, whatever that is. And then you can game that. I think Aaron Whitecart likes to try to pack on 15 pounds and lose it. If you want to do that to yourself, I mean, that's great. That's effort there too. So, hey, whatever. But that's what we're looking for. And I just pulled up the dates here just to make sure I have them. It kicks off Friday, October 28th. That's when I asked for pictures, and I included my cell phone number here. So you can just text those to me. That's the easiest way for me to save it to my phone, and I'll save it in an album. And then our first actual workout will be the following Friday. We'll do those workouts on Fridays, partner workout. So I believe that's like November 4th. And then it will end, I believe it's December 8th or 9th, whatever that Friday is. And then we announce the winners in our Christmas party, which is Friday, December 15th. And that's at the same location this year. In Dublin, in Bridge Park. It's every week for 6 weeks, we'll have workouts, and then you do your before pictures and your after pictures. I do not want pictures early. So I don't like, you know, someone to have 8 weeks in between pictures and some people to have 6 weeks. I just would like the same beginning date, same ending date, for your pictures. If you have any other questions, feel free to text me about it, but we're just looking for effort. I mean, that's all we're looking for, but the winners get to split, the cash prize this year. And then this year, something new that we're doing for Hot for the Holidays, we're donating part of your entry fee to the Susan Komen Foundation. And that's for breast cancer awareness. And the reason why we wanted to do that, several of our members here have gotten breast cancer, Liz McGee and recovered, and Marsha Gomez, she's had breast cancer a couple times. Ali Petty right now is, on her own journey fighting her breast cancer, and just wanted to support that cause. We thought that would be a nice thing to do over the holidays. So we will donate $5 out of those $35, your $35 entry fee to that cause.
So all the entry fees go to the winners, and then the other portion
We don't keep any of that. Yeah. And same, you know, we're not really putting a lot of effort into
it. That's what we do with all the contests. Yeah, so the contest winners, like, the more people that do it, it's fun, because we've had years where, you know, people are getting $1,000.
Yeah, almost $1,000. And it's nice because it's right before Christmas. Yeah. So
now with the team version, not so much, you know, because
we still have two.
Yeah, we still have two.
Yeah.
Two people, but it's just less usually, because now it's split between two people. Oh, you mean because we go guy and a girl?
We would always do.
So it really, it'll be similar. Depends. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just if you guys come out for it. So the more people that play, the higher the money goes up. I'm excited about it this year. It's going to be fun. We'll be doing the workouts Fridays. So you can always make them up. So we're going to do Friday workouts. Basically, we'll have a partner and individual version. If you're not doing the contest, you can do the individual version. And we'll have a partner version for it as well. We'll still have Team Tuesdays. But if you can't make it Friday, or Friday's like a day that's not in your cadence, or you have some sort of a work conflict and that's just not part of your weekly schedule, you can make up the workout in open gym and just go ahead and go back and put your time in to the, into Wattify and just, you know, say the partner you did it with. And again, we're looking for participation every week, more so than almost, that's a huge part of it. So you get a huge result, but you only do 3 out of the 6 weeks with the workouts, you're probably not going to win. We want you to participate through the whole thing. And that really, you know, it just makes it fun and it kind of just like elevates the entire gym when we're all kind of rowing in the same direction that way. So I'm excited. These contests are always a ton of fun. Every year we have a huge turnout and I just want, you know, find a partner. If you are looking for a partner, private members group is a great place to look. Just drop a line in that Facebook private members group. You'll be able to find a partner pretty quickly.
One other thing I wanted to announce, we've been doing sound baths about every month here and kind of more like privately with our retreat group. But we are going to start to open those up to all of you guys, all members. And we'll do those every month or every other month. We'll kind of just figure out what doesn't seem overwhelming. But a sound bath is like a meditation with sound healing. There's sound bowls. And there's a lot of research and science behind that sort of healing. If something you're open to or something you've been wondering about, we'll open up 10 slots for each sound bath and it'll kind of be first come, first serve in the comments on the private members group. So something to kind of watch out for. We'll either do that in October or November. So kind of look out for that. But we're just always trying to bring new experiences to you guys and have you guys kind of join in things that we've found that we enjoy or find valuable to us in like overall like health and wellness.
Yeah. Yeah. I really enjoy those. I thought I didn't really understand it until I did it. And then basically if I could explain it in the plainest terms I can think of is, so they're playing these like sound bowls and I will go into like a deep meditation to the point where I'm like sleeping.
It's so I'm like it's eerie.
I'm like asleep, and then I'll usually like jump in the middle of it, and it's really weird because it'll like de-stress me to the point where I feel like I slept for like 8 hours, and like all my like joints are like kind of popping and cracking, like everything just like settles down so much. It's very hard to explain, but that's what I get out of it, and I'm like, I like come out of it like it really does feel like I went into like a time warp and the thing lasts like an hour. So have you done them before?
I have just been in situations like maybe at the end of a yoga class where someone, it wasn't the full session of like sound bath stuff, but doing, I've had some experience like in meditative states or in yoga class doing like sound, like the bowls, the magic, mammoth and magic bowls, but like, yeah, the sound bowls. And it does like put you in a trance.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's like, whoa.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you're almost like in a dream. You're like, am I dreaming? And it gets you to this different state where, you know, I try to get to when I meditate, but it's easier to kind of drop in and get there, I think, with the sound bowls. And we had, there's a couple that we've been working with. The husband is a musician and the wife does some craniosacral work. And we've kind of experimented with walking around and doing some energy work while he's doing that. And I find that really neat too. And then there's another woman that I met through Paloma and I've done some like private sound baths with her. She's pretty amazing. She's a shaman. And she kind of has her own business, but she does like really neat stuff here. And you know, the sounds correlate to different chakras. So like, especially the shaman woman will talk about like, what, why she's playing what bowl. So, you know, everyone, she'll kind of have like a couple people in the room really needed this root chakra or a couple people needed this. And you can ask her more afterwards, like what pertained to you if you want. But it's pretty neat. And she's always like spot on.
If you don't understand what Kate is talking about, what I could say is you feel a lot better when you walk out of there.
Yeah.
So
don't overanalyze it.
Yeah. Don't be like, well, wait, what are we talking about? You feel really good when you walk out and
you don't have to know. And you can just,
cause I don't really understand much of that personally. I haven't read up on that. I've got like a real rudimentary.
Yeah. And me too. Like basically different chakras in your body. Chakras are just kind of different energy systems correlate to different feelings or things that you might be struggling with. Yeah. And it's a whole nother kind of realm of wellness.
But yeah, we just wanted to, you know, use this podcast to, you know, re-educate, especially newer folks who are just getting into the gym on our challenges, our social events, which are, you know, pulsed throughout the year. And if you see them, give them a shot because we have some people who are extremely regular. They do all the challenges. They come to all the socials. And then we have some people who've been here for, you know, 6-7 years who I don't think have done any of it. And that's fine if that's not what you're looking for. But what I would say is, you know, we put a lot of time, effort, energy, and resources into all of this stuff. And I think you'll find if you participate in it, you will get even more out of your membership than you're already getting. So I just say take advantage of it.
One other thing, just for the parents out there, we will be doing the Santa Party again this year. So that will be the first Saturday in December. I believe it's like December 2nd. We'll have refreshments for the adults and food, and we'll have a Santa here, and we will be getting another bounce house.
Cool.
Yeah, for the kids. So like, if you're not getting pictures taken, the kids can go play in the bounce house. But you know, come hungry, we'll have food. We'll have some adult drinks.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
What I really liked about that was last year, a lot of people don't come to our other social events.
Yeah,
tons of parents, you know, because they can't find babysitting and things like that. They all came out for that. The kids got their pictures taken with Santa. They got an hour or two to just kind of hang out and, you know, have a drink, and the kids all played in the bounce house, and it was a really fun laid back party. So
what I really liked about that is Aaron Weikart growing a beard and then dyeing it 3 times to make it white.
He nailed it.
He's like, I don't know if I'm going to do that this year.
Yeah, he nailed it.
Like
that.
No one expected you to put in that much effort. It was pretty awesome.
He crushed it. Yeah, that was great. He was like, you know, you could pull on it. Like he was legit Santa. So he did a great job. Well, gang, we will catch you guys next week. Thanks for listening.